courage is, well, the strangest thing. We admire it in others. We all want it. We'd all like to think that others think of us as being courageous. And yet it's something that we never want to have to use. Because if you have to deploy your courage, then you know something bad is happening to you. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Can I ask you today to picture the face of the most courageous person in your life? The one who's been confronted by way more than their fair share of challenges and yet has persevered, has come through it all and out the other side a much better person than they were in the beginning. Who's that person in your life? And if you had to use one word to describe how you see them, what would that word be? For me, it's admiration. True, isn't it? We admire courageous people. And at the same time, we don't see ourselves as being all that courageous. So what exactly is courage? Martin Luther King Jr. put it like this: courage is an inner resolution to go forward in spite of obstacles and frightening situations. Man, that sort of inner resolution is tough to come by when you're confronted by those obstacles and frightening situations, isn't it? So where do you get it? How do you lay hold of it when you feel anything but courageous? Psalm 27, verse 14. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. Two things. Firstly, that word wait in the original Hebrew means to wait patiently, to hope in the Lord with a sense of anticipation. And secondly, I love this let your heart take courage bit. Take courage from where? From the Lord your God. Your God is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and He is ready to pour His courage into your heart. Be patient and take His courage. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Powerful stuff that, and I'd love to share God's word alive and active with you each and every day. That's why you can receive this devotional into your inbox every day. Just stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see the fresh sign up right there at the top of the homepage. It's completely free. And when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com.